Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, August 12th. Mark, it is not Friday, August 12th. It is a Friday. I'm just not telling you when we're recording this because Mark and I are on vacation. Vacation. Okay, that's enough, Jill. If you want to figure out where we have been, you'll have to keep listening. We'll have to come back, Mark, and give a big travelogue and say like all the places that we were and what we did. And, you know, that'll take 3 minutes and then we'll get back to everybody's financial questions. If you have a financial question, if you have a big decision to make, and it could be a small decision, if you just want another set of eyes on your situation, give us a holler. Just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the Contact Us button. Then a form will appear. You will complete the form. And if you say you want to come on the air, Mark will do everything else. Today, we're doing something very important. We're talking to Anne. She's from somewhere in the South, which I'm sure everyone will actually learn when you hear her speak. So, Anne, welcome to the program. Hit us with that accent, girl.
Thank you, Jill. I never thought I had an accent.
Well, I didn't either until I went to another part of the country and they're like, oh, you're very New York.
Exactly. Exactly. I get that a lot if I travel.
So, Anne, what's going on? How can we help you out today?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for letting me call in. I'm thrilled and I'm so happy to talk to you all about this. I am considering retiring. I'm 66 and 4 months, so full retirement age as of this month. Mm. And I have worked at a university for 44 years as of June.
Wait a minute, the same university?
Same university.
That's amazing.
Not doing the same thing, but I have had lots of opportunities and just had a great run. I went there for a year and these 44 years have flown by.
Wait a minute. That's the best. I was planning to spend a year and then all of a sudden more than four decades passes and here I am.
I know. I went as the youngest person. Now I'm the oldest person. So.
Are you a professor or are you administration? What are you?
I'm administration.
And has it changed a ton? I mean, like the college
oh,
field?
My gosh. Oh, everything. Yeah.
Are you going to tell me that the kids are smarter, not as smart? Like what generationally? Tell us some of the differences.
Well, I think the biggest difference is the technology, of course, because, you know, when I was in college, everybody, you know, typed their papers and it took forever and, you know, you couldn't go online and do anything. And so now they can do everything so quickly, but they're so advanced in their technology skills that, you know, all of us who started out the other way are like, ew.
I know.
How many times for me to move on?
Do you have that moment? I have this moment sometimes when there's some new technology and you're sort of like, do I actually have to learn this? Because maybe I'll retire. Like, I know it's not, that's very counterintuitive. Like anyone who talks about aging says, oh, you know, if you adopt new technologies. You stay kind of have your brain be limber. Let me be clear that while I've watched TikTok videos, I'm sort of like, do I need to actually do TikTok videos? You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm grappling with that. So tell us about yourself. Let's see if retirement is in your near term. I know it's in your future, but let's see if you can do it right this second.
Like I said, I've been at a university, so I've contributed to a 403b plan there. I've tried to consolidate recently. I had a couple of annuities outside of that, and I've brought them into the fold.
Okay.
I mean,
How much money is in the 403b right now?
2.7.
2.7 million?
Yeah.
Good grief, girl. Come on.
Okay, you're making me feel better already.
Oh, geez, that's amazing. Okay, that's a ton of money. So that's great. Okay, so what about money that's outside of retirement? Do you have some money in a bank account or cash account or a brokerage account?
I have 2.7 in the 403B. I have 275 in one remaining annuity that the surrender date is up, and I want to bring it into the TIAA house.
Oh, okay. And so the 275 is going to be added to the 2.7, and that's all a TIAA CREF, right?
Correct.
Oh my God. So you'll basically have $3 million.
Correct.
Woo.
And then I have about $100,000 in cash, although I have to put that in quotes because I actually used that $100,000 to help my son, who just graduated with his MBA, to get a house. So I took a HELOC, and that's the only debt I have. I took a HELOC for $100,000, and I used my $100,000 in cash for him to get in the house, and he pays me monthly to pay off the HELOC.
Okay, now, wait a second. How much is the house worth?
The house is, he got in right before the market went crazy. And so he bought it for like $200,000 and now it's appraised at like $350,000.
Oh,
and this
okay.
is only over a little over a year's time.
Okay. So the HELOC is on your primary residence, the $100,000, right?
Correct.
And how much is your house worth?
About $450,000.
And do you want to stay there for retirement or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay, great.
I mean, I love my house. It's paid for. It's a great neighborhood. It's, you know, where I've lived in this town forever.
Great. Okay. And you mentioned a son. Any other kids or just this one?
I have a daughter who lives in Atlanta and she's married. So they're both on their own.
Okay. And are you single or married? What are you up to?
I'm widowed. My husband died about 10 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's
too.
A bummer. Although with $3 million in TIAA CREF, I'm sure that we'll find you a suitable suitor any moment. Anyone looking for a rich lady in the South?
I know,
got one.
Exactly.
You know. So when you look at your retirement needs, what do you think it's going to cost you to float your expenses? Just average expenses. Nothing. Don't scrimp. But like you know that you're not saving money in your retirement account anymore. What do you think you need to live on?
I would say $7,000 a month, and I don't spend that much right now.
Okay. And what will your Social Security benefit be?
Well, as of right now, it's $3,038 a month. Of course, I haven't started taking it.
$3,000 a month.
Here's the other thing about that, Jill, I was thinking I want to ask you about, because I think I can take my husband's Social Security now. Because I'm at my full retirement age and get his and let mine grow till 70.
Do you know what his benefit was?
It would be about $2,700 a month.
Oh, that's totally what you should do. So you take his. What you can do is you can stockpile your cash. So when you say you were very nice and gave your son the $100,000 in cash.
I didn't give it to him. I loaned it to him.
so the $100,000 in cash leaves you literally with $0 in an emergency reserve?
Really about $20,000 I have in cash.
Okay. So he owes you not just the $100,000 from the HELOC, but the additional $100,000. You didn't gift that to him is what I'm asking you. Okay.
Correct.
I gotcha. So he's paying you back. So we want to replenish. So what I would say is when your son makes his repayment, you can use that to, you know, obviously pay down the HELOC and let's just keep beefing up the cash position as much as you can.
Right. Okay. Good. Yes. Yes.
Now, when you look at your Social Security at age 70, do you know what that number is?
$3,900 a month.
That's huge. That's great. So do you have any other assets that you have out there that I should know about?
No. And, you know, that gets back to the house that my son's in, because I don't know if he'll stay here. And I had considered taking a mortgage out on that home.
Meh.
And letting him rent from me, but
the rates are so changed so dramatically. I don't think that makes sense right now.
My concern is the HELOC rate's going up.
Can he qualify for a mortgage on his own?
I think he can now, but uh-huh. That was why I did it originally, because he could not get a mortgage.
So what's the interest rate on the HELOC? Do you know what it is right now?
A little over 4%. It just went up a tad.
If you're going to stay in your home, it's possible. I don't necessarily think you should pay it down so quickly, because if he's going to sell this house, then you'll have the equity, right? It'll be fine. You can just pay that off. What's your idea? What's his timeline, do you think, about making that kind of a decision?
I would say within this year, within a year from now.
Oh, then don't pay the HELOC down. Because if he wants to sell it, don't keep this as a rental. What I would do is take the money and run. Because I need your liquidity. You're fine. You have plenty of money. You got $3 million, okay? You're going to have as much money. You don't need this money from the house. You don't need a rental income. Let's just pretend that, you know, he buys it for $2 million. Let's just pretend he sells it for $3 million, right? And there's no tax that's going to be due, because capital gains rate is, you know, it's less. If he earns less than $250,000 as an individual, he won't pay a capital gain. So he gets that money. And if you're, you know, if you feel like you're nice, you want to give him some of the proceeds, just in terms of like, hey, we made some money together, or you take the whole thing. But whatever the net proceeds are, you pay down the HELOC as soon as he makes that decision, and you beef up your cash position. And that's it. That's all. You're going to use that just to float your life. The thing about the TIAA, I don't mind you starting to take some of the money out now. I mean, you are over 59 and a half. You're entitled to take the money. How much do you earn right now working?
I make about 105.
Okay. So your top bracket. And how much are you putting into the 401k right now?
I'm putting in $1,500 a month.
All right. So here's the thing. First of all, you can stop putting money into the plan as anyway, but I mean—
That was one of my questions.
Yeah, stop right now. You don't have to do that. That $1,500 a month, use that money just to build up your cash, rebuild your cash. Absolutely. Now, are you really going to just retire? If I tell you you're done at the end of this academic year, are you going to be done?
No, what I was going to do is work until I turned 67, which is January of 23.
You want to? You don't have to.
Well, I know. My question is, how do you retire, though?
What do you mean?
How do you start pulling these funds out? I cannot get my TIAA rep to explain that to me.
There's a pot of money that's there. You're allowed to take that money out whenever you want. Is it mostly on the TIAA side, or is it on the CREF side? You know how there are two sides to it almost? There's one that's an annuity, and the other one looks just like mutual funds. Do you know how much you have in each of those two sides?
Yeah. I have $1,085,000 in the defined contribution retirement plan, and $845,000 in the annuity plan.
That's great. Okay. So you've got a couple of choices. First of all, if we know that you need $7,000 a month, and we know, let's just pretend that you're going to get this $2,700 from your husband's Social Security. So now, you know, we need more like, let's call it $5,000 or $5,500 a month from the rest. What you can do is a couple of things. One is, let's say you said, I want to be done right this second. It's up to you. You can do this. Okay. So there's two choices. One is you can say on the TIAA side, you can say, I want to annuitize this. You know what that means? It means drip that money out to me over the course of the next 10 years. And I want a certain amount every single month. So what I'd like you to do is when you speak to the people there, say, if I retired in June and I wanted to take that money out over the course of the next 10 years on the defined, I want to annuitize the annuity, how much money a month would you be sending me? So that's question one. And then you'd say to them, oh, and I'd like you to withhold taxes for me, because I don't want to have to pay Uncle Sam next April. I want you to do that for me along the way, so there's no surprise. Okay. And then let's get that number. You tell me how much that number is going to be. What that means is that the rest of the money, the $1,085,000, just keeps growing and growing and growing, whatever you want. But I think that this will give you some income over, maybe. I'm not even sure we're going to do this, but that's one way to get money out. You just tell them, turn the faucet on from the annuity side. The other way to do it is to say, I need about, let's say, 60, 65 grand out of my somewhere in this pot of money. You can go to the defined contribution side and you can say to them, you know, I'm going to just pretend it's January. It's January 1. Send me $65,000 from my defined contribution plan. You'd move whatever is invested. We'd look at the allocation. You'd make sure you have 65 grand that is sitting in the money market. They'd send it to you. You'd tell them to withhold taxes. You'd get a lump sum that shows up in your checking account, and you use that to live on for a year. And you do that every year as you need it. And you can have them send it to you instead of a lump sum. You can have them send it to you every quarter. A lot of people do it quarterly. It's kind of easier on cash flow. That's up to you. You get to tell them what you want. And then we have to change your allocation just to make sure your cash is freed up so you can live your life. When your Social Security benefit kicks in and you're getting that extra $1,200 a month, you can take less money out of the retirement account. And it's really pretty easy to do. I just want to know, like, it may be that the defined benefit, the actual monthly amount, it may be like perfect. You might say to yourself, oh, this is great. I get this many dollars every month. And that was that's the perfect amount. That's great. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to move any of this money around or do any of that nonsense. Okay. So now what I'm telling you is this, you can retire whenever you want.
Okay. Cause I wondered if I should take any of that money and roll it into a Roth.
No, you can't. You know why? Cause you'd have to pay tax on it and you don't have the money in cash to pay the tax on the Roth. So if you converted $3 million, even if you did it slowly, you'd have to have the money to pay the taxes due in an account. And right now, unless your son sells the house and you've got some money, but I'm not even sure you need to do it. You could dribble the money out of this account and pay tax over time for whenever you decide to retire. At this moment, what I would say is you no longer need to put money into your 403b. You should be restocking your cash fund. If your son sells the house, the first thing you're going to do is pay off the home equity line of credit and take whatever is left and pop it into your plain old boring money market cash account. So what I want you to do, just your only homework right now, is to contact TIAA and say, can you send me what my annuitization options are for the defined benefit plan? They're going to give you different options. It may be that they say, you know, it gives you a 5-year, a 10-year, maybe, I don't know what they do. It's going to be based on your life or not. I have a feeling that TIAA used to say you had to have a 10-year annuitization. I don't know if they still do. But let's find out what the rules are and let's find out what the number is. Because if the number is like, oh, okay, I can get 70 grand a year out of my defined benefit, that's perfect. What other questions do we have?
Long-term care insurance.
No, you don't need it.
Okay.
Right. You got plenty of money. Make sure your son and daughter know you're going to spend all their inheritance if you get sick.
I know. They think I'm poor, so we're just going to let them keep thinking that.
Oh, thank God.
You know, and I don't need to be doing like I-bonds or anything like that.
You could do some I-bonds, but you know what? I got to tell you something. You just don't have enough liquid cash. So I want you to build that up. I really want that $20,000 account. I really want that to be 50. So once that's 50, then we'll start thinking about whether or not you need something else.
Okay. This is my question. My last question. Should I if I have 30% in equities?
Yeah.
Should I consider lowering that?
No.
No?
That's perfect. That's all you have?
Yeah. Overall.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. You do not need more than that. You don't need less than that.
It's perfect. You made my day.
Mark, another Southerner who's buying into the Jill on Money advice. I like it.
Oh, I listen every morning. Can't wait for the book.
I like
it. I'm all in, Jill. I
love it. You're on Team Jill. I love it. Well, listen, I think you're in great shape. So you retire when you want, but get us that information from TIAA, okay?
I will. You are the best, you and Mark, and just thank you so much for today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. And if you, like Anne, have some retirement decisions to make, don't really know kind of where you pull from, what you do, the actual like how to, give us a holler. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. So here at Jill on Money, our music is composed by Joel Goodman, Mark Tillers, who is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. Please leave us a rating and review on Apple. It helps us out. And please also lift someone up today. That would make someone else feel really good, and it's going to make you feel really good for doing it. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.